What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We're a listener-supported podcast, folks. Anything, if you get anything at all out of today's podcast, we'd appreciate it if you donate. God bless you, of course. And if you're just tuning in, End Time World News is a podcast about current news and world news and world events, also God and awaiting the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're an alternative media organization for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So I hope that helps explain what we are. And so let's get into today's podcast. I want to talk to you today, folks, about the global situation, and especially here in the United States, the collapse of the dollar. And so a lot of people don't realize they're going about their day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month business and pretending like nothing is going on. I was out today. Of course, I'm temporarily living here in Michigan for a while, Southwest Michigan. And so I see gas prices go up just at the pump. About the average price of gas here in different parts of Michigan, at least in central Michigan, lower southwest central Michigan where I'm at, gas is about $4.35 a gallon. Now, diesel, on the other hand, diesel fuel is $5.25 a gallon. So it's gone up and up and up and up. Diesel keeps rising and rising and rising. So I feel sorry for those folks that have diesel trucks out there. A lot of members in my family drive truck for a living. They're the courageous soldiers out there making sure that we get our supplies, and they're making sure that the everything gets shipped from all these stores and transportation and all that. So, you know, it's very, very, very difficult right now. We're under difficult times. This Biden regime presidency, he's not helping anything. The Fed has just upped it, I think, 0.5%. The Fed has just raised interest rates, thinking that that's going to help out. Meanwhile, the dollar is suffering over and over and over. Gas prices are going up. Food shortages are going up. The dollar will crash, folks. The dollar will crash. And so you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared for that. Food will be scarce. There'll also be a link here in the podcast down below if you want to get some food that has a 25-year shelf life. through mypatriotsupply.com. You're more than welcome if you want to check that out as well. But you have to understand, folks, that the dollar will crash. When will the dollar crash? People are like, Eric, okay, you know this, you see this, you forecast this. When? Well, I'm not a financial advisor, nor am I going to give you financial advice. I'm not going to go down that route for liability, but I am going to tell you, you need to prepare, you need to store up, you need to stock up with food. You definitely need to prepare, have a plan, because 401ks, retirements, and all that, like most members of my family, are living off 401ks. They did very, very, very well career-wise. They earned just boatloads and boatloads of money. My extended families, cousins, aunts, uncles, nephews, et cetera, et cetera. But what they don't realize is the market is getting ready to take a dive. The market will take a dive and a dump. They'll lose probably 3/4 of all their earnings, and that's what I'm trying to tell people, but nobody wants to listen. And with the global inflation all over and supply shortages and global supply shortages and the cost of inflation right now, especially here in the United States, the dollar will crash. Is there a time frame when the dollar will crash? Well, I predict by the end of the year, or by the first quarter of the next year. It depends on when they want to bring in the new world order, when they want to pull the string on the global reset. The elites, that is, that are really running the show and running the world, the elites on behalf of Satan, these people that are Satanists, these people that are Luciferian, these people are the ones running the world, folks. You have to understand that. The devil is running the world. And when you're a Christian, you know that you're not of this world, and you know that you're just living in this world, but you know that there is another world beyond that. So there's another world. It's known as heaven. And so us Christians think and we believe that we will go to heaven as long as we acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, which is all true. This is all in the Bible, folks. And so we know that we're just in this world, but we're not of this world. And so you have to understand, folks, with everything going on and the cost of the dollar depreciating in value, you have to invest. And again, I'm not a financial planner or investment planner. I'm just simply saying, use common sense, folks. Use common sense. You have to invest in different types of currencies, or maybe something different altogether. But the dollar will collapse. They will collapse the dollar quickly, instantly, and it might be a night or two before they do it. But again, when they collapse the dollar is going to hit hard. Everybody's going to be cashing in the dollar, trading it in, because it'll basically be worthless. They'll be dumping the dollar. And so you have to get ready for that, folks. That's coming. If somebody had asked me, well, Eric, what do you suggest? I would suggest, and again, I'm not a financial planner, folks, but I would suggest investing in silver coins. And then also gold, different amounts, you know, maybe gold coins, gold, different things like that. Because gold throughout the age of time, even back in Jesus' day and before Jesus' day, the day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the gold always has held value throughout history, no matter what happened, whether Rome took over or France took over. It doesn't matter. Gold has always held its own. And I tell people, you know, if you can't afford gold, you know, I can't afford big batches of gold or a bunch of gold coins, because, you know, I live on a budget just like everybody else out there. You know, I don't have tons of money, the blow or the spare. So I would buy silver. It's a little cheaper, but silver still holds its value as well. Gold obviously being ideal, but silver being the second choice. But you have to think about that. You have to diversify. And also, I would say, I'm not a big crypto fan. I never have been. I have invested in crypto at times, folks, but it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you know, I've invested in crypto. I've made some crypto. I've lost some crypto in investing in Bitcoin and different things like that, Ethereum and Bitcoin and different things. So I would say maybe that is a secondary backup to gold and silver coins or gold and silver. That's how I would invest. Just so you have something that's solid in front of you, where the cryptocurrency is more digital, that might help maybe in a circumstance where the dollar collapses and maybe Bitcoin prices, if they happen to go up. But once the dollar crashes, you have to understand you want something that's solid. Well, what's more solid than gold? There's nothing. There's nothing on the planet hardly that's more solid than gold. And that's what you have to understand. And that, for me personally anyway, would be a good investment, silver and gold. So you have to understand that it's just a matter of time before the elites bring in the New World Order, the elites crash the dollar, and again, when the dollar crashes, the dollar will crash all over the world, lose its monetary value. Everything is based on in barrels of oil, and the world is based on the USD, the dollar, exchange of dollars and different currencies. That's what the system, the rigged financial global system, is all based on this dollar, this fiat currency. And so you have to understand that the fiat currency is going away. Now, I have members in my family, of course, that argue with me. I have family members that, you know, God love them, they're from the old school, and I kind of am too, the old school of thought. But I understand that just with common sense, that things are going south fast. Gas prices are going up. I've never seen in my lifetime, and I'm 55 plus years old, folks, I don't mind telling you that, I've never seen gas prices this high in my entire 55 years of my life. They're going up to $4.35 right now again in Michigan, and the gas just keeps rising and rising. The diesel fuel is at $5.25. I go in a store. We have a local Meijer Thrifty Acres. That's the big grocery chain here in the state of Michigan. It's either Walmart or Meijer. Those are the two dominant, huge, monster grocery chains. And I go in there at Meijer's, and they stock the shelves. A lot of things are out. A lot of holes there. Holes meaning your empty shelves. Same thing here. You know, go to a national chain like General Dollar. We got General Dollars all over the place here. Well, guess what? Most of the general.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dollars, you'll go see where you see a shelf full of a few things, you go and you look again, and then you'll see empty and empty and empty, more empty shelves all over the store. Why? Because this is engineered. Why? Because this is rigged. Why? Because they want to be able to starve everyone out to get ready for the global reset, again, to crash the dollar, to do the global reset. And this all comes back down to the big plan, which is the New World Order. A one world order, folks, and you know that this is the Mark of the Beast system, a one world, New World Order, based on one currency, based on one government, based on one world order, one world power, a dictatorship for the whole entire world. In other words, the world will listen to the beast, the beast and the beast system, i.e. Satan. And that's what people don't understand, is that is already here, and that is months away. You know, if we make it through the end of the year and into next year and they didn't implement something, that would be an absolute miracle. And, you know, and they're also planning as well. They're planning on, you know, again, crashing the dollar really soon, by the end of the year, early next year. They're crashing the dollar, so the economy will crash, at least here in the United States and all around the world. And then, of course, they're going to do cyber attacks. And so I'll get into that on another podcast, but that's also planned. You know, Klaus Schwab, the WEF, World Economic Forum, and all that good stuff. So they'll crash the dollar, and then they'll also have a cyber attack, which will probably lead into the dollar crashing. So if you're on a limited income like me, or you're on disability again like me, and limited income, you just need to invest and invest wisely. And like I said, I'm not a financial planner, broker, or stockbroker or anything. I'm just throwing that out there, what I'm going to do. And if it sounds good, then great, you know. And then, of course, store up some food. That never hurts, you know, store up some food. And again, I'll leave a link down below if you're interested. Great. If you're not, that's okay too. It's always good to have food on hand, you know, when proverbial poop hits the fan and you can't buy food anymore. Well, you know, if you stocked up with food with a 25-year shelf life, there you go. You're all set. While everybody else is starving, you'll be able to eat. And so if you're good Christians like I try to be, live the godly life every day, you'll help out your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and those people that are starving. So if you get a big bunch of food, storage food, or even some stuff, then you have a few extra dinners, then why not help out your family, friends, and neighbors? I always do. You know, you always help out your fellow man, your brother and sister in Christ, your fellow man and fellow woman. But that's what's coming, folks. And you have to be prepared. And right now, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I want to invite you to do so, folks. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, I want you to repeat a prayer. Right now, it's that time on the podcast. It's that time where you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And repeat after me, folks. Find a quiet space. If you have to run into your bathroom or your bedroom and lock the door, or a bathroom, or run out to your car, or just find a quiet space outside, go sit on the porch, wherever you're listening to this podcast. This podcast is going global all around the world. So whatever is a quiet spot for you for about 2 or 3 minutes, and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. We are living in the end times. I don't know how much longer we will go. I can predict, and if I was going to throw something out there, I'd say no more than 5 or 6 years. I mean, things are getting bad now. They're going to get progressively worse, folks. Progressively worse each and every week, each and every month. The war with Russia is being fed by the U.S. and other countries. Eventually, the U.S. and other countries, i.e. behind the scenes NATO, will go into Russia, or they'll bomb Russia. All Russia has to do with Vladimir Putin, the president, is he's got his finger on the nuke button. All he has to do is push the nukes, and it's all over. And so you have to understand, life as we know it can end in a blink of an eye. And if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, folks, I just want to tell you that. I'm not trying to scare you or fearmonger or fear porn or anything like that. But if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, you're not going to make it. You're going to go to hell. And it was put to me point blank like that. If you don't accept Jesus Christ, Eric, as your Lord and personal Savior, you will go to hell. So I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want anybody in my listening audience, anybody listening to this, past, present, or even future, I don't want anybody to go to hell. Hell is a place of ugliness. Hell is a place of torture and torment. around the clock, 24/7, 365, forever and forever. I don't want anybody to burn, their souls to burn in hell, and I don't want them to be tortured forever. So if you want to accept Jesus Christ, here's a simple prayer. And if you've not given your life to Jesus and invited him into your life, please repeat after me, folks. Find a quiet spot and repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, God bless you. God bless you. I thank you. Let me know all about it. You can reach us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I want to celebrate with you and give you praise and glory and celebrate with you and happiness. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I welcome you to the family. God welcomes you. Jesus, the Son of God, welcomes you. And the first thing you'll want to do is get yourself a Bible, a Holy Bible, and just start reading. Just start going through the Bible. Just start reading, folks. Read and read and read. And then after that, then find yourself a good Christian church, a Christian church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then on the third step you'll want to do is find a senior pastor or else a deacon, a senior pastor, somebody there, even assistant pastor, somebody that can answer all your questions. Because I know starting out, you know, I was asking, who's Jesus? What's Jesus all about? When's he coming? What do I have to do to go to heaven? What is sin? What is not? What is a godly marriage? What is divorce? Is divorce biblical? I mean, I had question after question after question. Can God help me with an ailment? What is the Holy Spirit? I mean, on and on and on. And so you have to understand, when you give your life to Jesus Christ and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you repented and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you have to understand your life will change. And so write to me again at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And just ask your questions to the senior pastor or pastor or deacon or even assistant pastor, and get all your questions answered. And just continue getting into the book of God. Continue getting into the Bible and spread the word, folks. That's the most important thing. You don't have to be perfect. I'm not perfect. I have my problems. I have my ailments. I have my sicknesses. I have my sins. I'm only a man. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. And so you have to understand, folks, you don't have to be perfect at witnessing and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. None of Jesus's disciples were. They were all fishermen, or just about all of them were fishermen. You have to understand that. And a tax collector, one of them. So you have to understand that nobody is perfect, especially expressing and spreading the gospel. You don't have to be. God doesn't want you to be. Just get out there and just spread the gospel. That's the main thing. That's what God wants you to do. That's what I want you to do. That's the most important lesson here, is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ from corner to corner. And again, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News, and this podcast is going out to millions and millions around the world, folks. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. And for those folks that accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, congratulations. I love you. God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. And I can't say so many good things, how happy I am for you. So again, feel free, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe, folks. Definitely subscribe. And thank you so much, and God bless you, and God bless all of you for listening to this podcast. If it wasn't for all of you out there in my listening audience, I wouldn't be here. And I'm here through the grace and miracle of God through Jesus Christ, and I thank God for each and every one of you listening. Have a great day, and I will talk again to you soon. Bye for now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.